This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
Yeah, hello, and welcome to the Monday KBJ After the Show podcast. How the heck is everybody? Had a big old 420 weekend. Virginia's the one surprisingly doing the gummies over the weekend.
One and done.
Yeah, that was it, huh? You took it 11:30 on Saturday and were tired the whole day, huh?
The whole day, the whole night. I napped twice.
Yeah, you did it wrong. You didn't do it the right way. The other time you did it was when you, I think you hit the pen one time, and you might have hit it twice.
Well, that was when I was drinking, and I was already drunk as a skunk.
That's when she ordered all that food.
And then passed out at the table.
I mean, passed out, and then I got the bill, and it was not a cheap bill. I'm like, this motherfucker.
First he was mad.
And then I was sick.
And then he was happy because he had all that to-go food.
At 1A, I go, all right, I ain't mad at her.
It changed.
You had so much pretzels and cheese because I ordered like three of them.
Well, you would end up getting, you are so going through the stages of being high, you were getting the munchies. You saw all of those options, got fucking excited.
Ordered everything but passed out before it came.
Exactly.
And then slept through the bill conveniently.
Very conveniently.
I went to did a little bar hopping this weekend in between roasting my ass off at 7-on-7 football tournaments.
What town were you bar hopping in?
First, we went to Lauderdale by the Sea, and one of our little favorite spots there is Taco Craft. That whole area is pretty awesome. I mean, it's right there on the ocean, and they've got a Mulligan's there. They got the Aruba Cafe. They got the Taco Craft they went to. There's a couple other like really cool bars.
Is that the hurricane place we all went to back in the day?
I think it was. Yeah, I think there was a Bubba Gump's there when we had gone. That was back in, 20 years ago.
B Gump's is still standing strong out there, huh?
No, it's not.
It's not.
No.
At all.
Yeah.
I know. Just making. Just, yeah. Just letting you.
Not there. There's still a Bubba
Gump's. Plugged in.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Go take another gummy.
Yeah, but it's a really cool area. I mean, but finding parking's a nightmare most of the time. But, that was nice. We went there and had a little bit of food. And then after the football games, we got down to Lauderdale, and then we came back up to West Palm. And we went. They have newer kind of a rooftop bar above Elizabeth's.
Oh, yeah.
And we went there, and it was, I mean, what a great freaking view. You're just right there on the intercoastal, and it was really nice. Capri, I think, is the name of it. And drinks were not too insanely expensive.
Okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't too bad. And then after that, we found a nice restaurant to get a little food called Sassafras, which is owned by Rodney Mayo.
Okay.
He's got all those great places.
I like saying that. Sassafras.
Sassafras, yeah. But they're really good, and the chefs were just amazing. We sat there. You could sit there and watch them cook. And I know you love cooking, Virginia.
I do. I love an open kitchen concept, too. Yeah. I love sitting there and watching what they do.
Yeah. Like a Benihana's type of a thing?
No. Fred's Hibachi.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss again.
That's all right.
Open kitchen is when there's like a bar or a banquet and you can see in the whole entire kitchen, like the line, the fry cooks.
He was,
like,
he was right. The stove was 2-3 feet away from us. So you're sitting there and watching him. It's just amazing how quickly they do it. He throws a bunch of stuff in a frying skillet and flips it around a couple times, and then it's good. Just pours it right out.
So the hibachi, I think, is fun to watch.
Yes.
I don't know if I want to watch people in the kitchen make the food. I don't know. I'm afraid I'm going to see some snot dripping going on. And I don't know.
Sometimes, yes. It's not good to know everything.
I don't want to know everything.
Because not everybody's putting on a show like Mr. Hibachi.
Hibachi's doing an act.
It's comedy. It's awesome, usually.
I just feel like there's shit that goes down in the kitchen that I don't need to know about.
Sweat.
Yes.
I don't want to see some guy sweat in my pasta.
Well, Fritz there was not sweating. He was calm under pressure.
That's
and
good.
It was fascinating to watch him
cook. Oh, you're on a first name basis. Look at you.
I was like, dude, I'm like, well, the food was just fantastic. We just, and all we got was something simple. Got some asparagus, but it was great.
Fritz was probably like, this motherfucker, he's going to come sit in my restaurant, and all he's going to order is like 3 leaves.
Well, I got a little thing of I had had a few almonds and some olives at the place before. So
what are you, a supermodel?
I mean,
Kevin eats like Christy Brinkley in 1985.
We definitely weekend differently.
That's it. I felt like I was gorging myself a little much.
I mean, olives, almonds, and fucking
asparagus.
Kevin, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
How dare you? And then you come in here bragging about it. You went out to eat. You didn't go out to eat.
It was so good. No, yesterday was my big day. We went to our little favorite Mexican place there.
Oh, did you get those barilla tacos?
I did. I'm in the groove. I went on them again, and they're
awesome. I was telling Panda all about them because I don't think he's ever had them. And I'm like, Panda, you got to try this. So we have to go and check out barilla tacos.
It was good. And the only thing yesterday I discovered, it was easier to take my fork and cut them because they get so, I mean, because they're so wet and drippy that they
love it wet.
Yeah. Slow. That you really can't almost even pick them up because they're just falling apart in your hand.
Yeah. You know? So I like it when you need a fork and knife and it gets a little dirty.
Oh, we do like it wet.
Yeah. But we went guacamole and they had like 3 different salsas. Their salsas are fantastic.
When you eat tacos at a place like that, how many tacos would you get?
Well, because I had guacamole and some chips and salsa, I had the 2 tacos. You get 3, and the queen had 1. So, okay. I mean, that was my massive meal for the week.
That's something.
I loaded it down. Yeah, 2 burrito tacos and some chips and guac. That was it. I was very full.
I can eat 1 burrito taco and be full. Like to me, like it's a lot because you got all that tortilla. The meat, if you're doing it right, the cheese.
Are you, when the food's on its way, and you know these tacos are coming, is there an excitement, butterflies in your stomach?
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, this is going to be one of the highlights of your entire week. It's about to happen.
Absolutely.
It's about to drop on you. Yeah, I do. I get excited. I felt the same way, though, when I knew the almonds were coming.
One of the almonds just died. He's not going nowhere.
It's too soon.
They're on the way. Let me see. Got a bunch of emails here today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Got one from Catherine. She said, Jayberg, Kevin, I highly suggest listening to the entire 3-hour Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson podcast that they had done. A lot of topics covered. Listen all the way through. That is quite a commitment. But
that's Titanic numbers.
I'm so glad she didn't include me in that.
Yeah. So, probably not going to get a listen from Virginia.
I couldn't take even 5 minutes. It's all politics.
No, but it's stuff that you don't give a shit about.
Well, there's no way it's not going to be. They're going to touch on politics because that's what's going to happen with a Tucker Carlson. But I'm sure they talk about AI and all this stuff.
I saw some of the clips, you know, because that's what happens. I usually deal with the shorter stuff because, it's not. I can't do these. I mean, if I did that because I had somebody had sent me that other girl who was talking about Diddy. And that was 2 hours and then 3 hours. I'm like, I ain't got that kind of time. So I wait till people chop it up and I check the clips.
Jaguar Wright, she drops a video.
It was Jaguar Wright. It was 2 hours.
Every 7 minutes, she drops a video. I'm like, oh my gosh.
But I got hers. Yeah, what they were just saying, they talked a little bit about 9/11 was going on. And they're talking about, what's that freaking, I'm drawing a blank on his name. He was the Sandy Hook guy that got sued on that.
Alex Jones,
yeah. And I didn't realize this. I mean, if they're legit, but apparently Alex Jones, I think it was like in June of 2001, he was saying that they're going to fly planes into the World Trade Center. There's going to be a guy named Osama bin Laden, and he somehow called it, said the names and everything that happened. He said somebody needs to call the White House and let them know. I don't know. I mean, they said that Tucker Carlson was saying that's on tape, that you can verify that Alex Jones did that. He was calling him basically a prophet. I'm like, okay. So I don't know anything about that, but that was one thing they were talking about.
But it definitely didn't at all get political.
With any of these things. So, you can make that political. But they were just talking about, because there are some conspiracy theorists that believe it was a planned detonation. And, you know, so they were discussing that a little bit. And then the other clip that I saw was they're just talking about how the CIA and places like that, how they really are running America. And Tucker Carlson was just talking about people that he knows and how even people that are on the committees that run the CIA and things like that, they're afraid of them because these are people that are not elected officials. They're paid officials and they're not accountable to anybody. And then they have budgets that they don't talk about, and how even the politicians are afraid of what they do in the manipulation. It's kind of real that he was talked to some politicians that are scared shitless of the CIA and FBI. Oh,
I believe that shit.
Yes. And so that was it. And just saying it is really kind of a mess. It's almost like we do have a dark entity that really holds the power in America and is pulling the strings. And it's pretty much in our secret departments like that. Even groups that we don't know that may even be more secretive than the CIA.
Well, I know both of them have covered alien stuff and UFO stuff too, so I wonder if that was a topic.
They might have, and Joe Rogan recently had gone on that he believes that aliens are spirit entities, that in a sense, you know, when you die, your spirit goes somewhere, and that, you know, it connects back to, there are a lot of things even going back to the Bible where they have talked about things that they've seen in the skies, fiery chariots and all. It almost sounds like you could be talking about UFOs. And so that's part of his belief, is that that's all tied in.
Would you be completely shocked, Virginia, if you found out aliens were, without a doubt, living amongst us? They have been here. They show up. They've been communicating, but you just don't know. Would that take you? Oh, you're pointing to Kevin.
Do you want my help, Virginia? Are you asking me to bail you out of this? Or what do you need?
There's so many crazy theories out there now that there are creatures of a species, and there's AI type of aliens as well.
I would be shocked if, like, we find out Phil in accounting is actually a lizard person.
But are you shocked that? Would you be shocked if you found out that the military, the government, has had communication with another species from another planet?
No.
It wouldn't shock you.
Wouldn't shock me. I think they keep secrets from us on a very large level because they want to control us. It's all about money and power.
Would that shock you, Kev, if you found out that?
Yeah, all this stuff. There would be a level of shock. Yeah, no doubt. Because, you know, I think everything that Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson spoke of, they're pretty wild concepts and thoughts that could be true. And if they were, I would still be shocked. But that's the problem with a lot of these discussions. You don't have any kind of proof or nothing is happen. So when there's something where it's like, wow, this is proven and we're letting you know and you're seeing it, then I prefer to have the conversation then.
Wouldn't that be some Area 51 really did happen? They really did have bodies. Imagine that shit.
Yeah, they said that they do discuss aliens a good bit on that as well, which I'm not surprised. I know Tucker Carlson has some feelings about how there's been cover-ups and all that stuff about, I think he did dabble on that. So I'll keep an eye out for some more clips, but yeah, I don't know when I'm going to have time to do a three-hour podcast.
It's such a wormhole to go down to when you start watching alien and UFO stuff, when you start hearing military people talk about it, that really have only everything to lose by lying.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So what's the goal of them lying, you wonder? I mean, they could be lying because it's human.
I believe they're there, but I don't know what they are. I mean, are they spiritual beings? Are we, in a sense, do we kind of turn into aliens? You know, are they real aliens? Or
are we part alien?
Are they what they talk about, angels in the Bible? Who knows?
I would be really shocked if I found out I was an alien.
What if it showed up you're part DNA? You were a...
Now you got me. Now you fucking got me shocked.
We'll give you another gummy.
I'm an alien? Oh, my gosh. I didn't see that one coming.
We'll give you a gummy. Let's wait 30 minutes and turn the mics on. Let's see where this shit goes.
Also, over the weekend, they in the House of Representatives have come closer to banning TikTok, and they have... put a timetable on when ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns TikTok, is going to have to divest. Now, it still has to go through the Senate. The president has to sign off on it. But if it gets that way, then, yeah, they're going to have to sell. And apparently, one person had sent a text, and they think that TikTok is going to be banned in America. They said only 20% of TikTok is owned by a Chinese company, and they say they will not divest. America is only 2% of their consumer base, so most likely, if this passes, it will wind up banned in America.
America is only 2% of TikTok?
Of their total global audience. That's what at least this text says. I'll look into that to see if that is legitimate, but that's what somebody's claiming.
I'm going to go ahead and call bullshit.
Virginia, okay. It was a text message.
2%? 2%?
That's what it said, 2% of their global audience.
Say it one more time to Kevin.
2%!
2%, Virginia, 2%.
I'm calling bullshit.
What percent do you think it is?
I don't know. It's more than two, maybe 20, 30, 40.
You sound like a person.
I don't know.
You sound like a person who's on the stand where the lawyers go, no, shut the fuck up.
You don't want me on the stand.
No, me too.
You definitely do not want me on the stand. So I'm going to tell everything.
What's the answer? I don't know. 20, 30, 40, 45.
2%, bitch, please.
The world's a big place, Virginia.
I know, but most of it is third world country. Most people don't have, everybody in the whole freaking town has a cell phone. Smartphone, should I say.
Now, when you say most of the world is third world country, what percentage do you think of the world is third world country?
Other parts of land.
Okay, this is the part where the lawyer says, shut the fuck up.
I just think that, we are very modernized. We are very smartphoned up. The rest of the world is not like us.
But that's not what Kevin's saying. He's saying that we'll only have 2% of invested or even involved in it. You think that's...
No, I mean 2% of the people that are on TikTok are here in the U.S.
There's a lot of people on the planet, though. Not everyone's on TikTok. I mean, there's...
2% seems low.
For shits and giggles, let's say it's 7%. That's still not that much.
You really shit and giggle. It's one or the other.
I don't know. I think some people can shit and giggle at the same time.
Yeah, if they really like shitting, they might be giggling.
I think they can.
If you like
that.
Shitting that much, you're weird.
Yeah. I agree.
That'd be relieving.
But the reason why it's going to be shut down, it's not because of any kind of, it's killing the youth. It's more because it's owned by China. That's why it's a thing.
Yeah, they don't like the data mining that's coming off of it, knowing what Americans are doing. And then they also don't like the thing that they can manipulate our thoughts.
That's what we should be worried about. All of these... social media platforms manipulate the people that are looking at videos and looking at uploads on them. And people are being manipulated by social media thinking that everything that they see is true.
Well, I know we talk about it a lot, but technology really is, it's speeding. It's really kind of coming to its own at such a rapid pace.
Oh, you've insane.
You just got things you're able to trick people with very easily.
You really can. The deep fakes, the fake videos.
All that shit's going to get better.
I know. It's horrifying.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. And this is an interesting stat. 84% of the world's population lives in a third world country.
Yeah.
6.7 billion people.
I told you,
a developing nation.
I told your ass.
She said 20, 30, 40, 50%, Kevin. She nailed it.
A lot of the world is third world country.
135 countries classified as lower middle income.
Without a $1,000 iPhone, because I just bought this bitch yesterday. $1,000.
Oh, it's
fucking ridiculous.
You have to buy.
Don't even get me started. So most of the world doesn't have $1,000. Not that I do. I'm paying for it monthly now. For $50 a month, you too can have a bullshit iPhone.
Just know when you're going in to get a new phone, most of the time, you're not going to leave in a good mood.
I can't believe the money they're asking. And I didn't even get the fanciest.
It's kind of like,
there was more expensive than this. $1,000 was like cheaper.
It's kind of like going to the mailbox. Very rarely is there something cool in the mailbox.
Waiting for you there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's usually nothing but pain and
you
numbers.
Open your mailbox and there's a hot pizza and it just doesn't happen.
It's very rare.
No. Somebody said, I think the 2% seems correct. Mexico alone will be 4 to 5 times the size of the U.S. with their TikTok usage. You say, come on, V. It's like saying the NFL is the biggest sport in the world where soccer is.
Thoughts? Comments?
I still think we're more than 2%. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
The United States has the largest collection of TikTok users globally. With 148 million monthly unique users. So, fuck you.
Source, TikTokLive.org.
The U.S. has the single largest TikTok audience.
They do, okay.
38%.
38% it says there, okay.
I don't know. Right.
Okay, so it says 38%. That's what you were saying.
It's a lot higher than 2.
Oh, no doubt.
I don't know what the number is, but I know it's not 2, y'all. Use your brain.
That website is sponsored by the Republicrats.
Jeff said, I know you guys were talking about getting information from sources that don't hold any motive other than straight information, so check out 1440 Daily. I found less of a need to watch TV news outlets. It really is a game changer getting information from me. And, yeah, I went and checked it out and followed it. And they say we're trying to not have any bias. So that's their thing. We'll see.
Look, I know I sound like a dinosaur when I say this, but I think we should reset the whole thing and go straight up back to MySpace.
Yeah, call Tom out of retirement.
Just wipe everything else clean and just
Tom
go back to MySpace.
Yeah. Where is he anyway? Okay, let me see here. Other stuff that we got. Got a comment here from Caitlin about No Name Movie Game. I noticed that Suits got 7 in the No Name Movie Game today. And I was wondering, what is the highest number of points somebody has achieved in this game?
I want to say Virginia got 9 at one point. And possibly, did you go perfect one game?
I don't remember.
I know for a fact you got 9 out of 10. That is fact. But did you get 10 out of 10, which is... I mean, it's amazing.
I can't remember.
I know you got 90% at once, which is an impressive feat.
Thank you.
I think I remember one time we did a live show at a high school, and somebody got 11 correct. Do you remember that?
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes, and I can't even remember the high school that we were at. Was it North, maybe?
Some people argue, though, when you do it live, you've got the mannerisms to help guide you.
Because it was, yeah. So it wasn't over the phone. But, yeah, it was us. I think it was when we were doing that tour of the cities. We do that in the afternoon on Fridays, and we wound up at a high school.
We did a vaudeville act every Friday night.
Yeah, after doing a show that
morning. I met a girl at Burgers, Brews, and Blues that said, I am 35, and you guys came to my career day when I was in middle school.
Oh, wow.
At whatever school. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so crazy. Let's have a beer.
But I'm almost certain we were doing one every single Friday,
yes.
I feel like.
I think you're right. I think think we were out every single Friday in a different town.
It was an insane schedule. I just remember we did a lot of live stunts. There was one where I had those binoculars, and you were throwing me the baseball, and I had to try to catch it.
Oh, that's right.
But I couldn't see it because I had binoculars on.
Reverse kind of like.
And it hit me in the nuts. I did not have a cup on.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
And I'm trying not to freak the kids out.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking nuts.
Alyssa had sent this. She met you at the Burgers, Blues, and Brews. Our friend Jeremy and Panda had similar Bills tattoos on their arms. There's her photo.
Oh, yeah. That's so cute. Mm-hmm. Yep, so. They were sweet.
Yep.
I had just got a whole bunch of crab when I was taking that picture, so I was so excited to go eat my crab.
Is that this weekend?
Yeah.
Haven't you had enough aquatic shit?
No. I get down with some crabs.
I guess you like aquatic shit like I like pizza.
Yeah, I really do. I could eat it every week.
And Jared said, I just wanted to share this throwback I found while cleaning my house. It's an old Value Meal Killer and the Snack Pack CD.
Wow.
And you can see Jaybird has his own artwork there with Bigfoot. Says, please don't hunt me.
That's definitely my drawing. Wow. Yeah, that's our first CD right there.
Yeah,
wow.
That's crazy.
Do you have that?
I do not. I don't think I do. I don't think I have. Someone in my circle has one.
Wow.
But I don't think I have that.
I don't think I have that. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
How about that? Craziness.
That's a collector's item.
Yeah, it is. And Linnea said, I love the bit where a bird tries to guess his own clues to the No Name Movie game. Is it possible for him to listen first and have a few seconds to respond? It's so confusing with all Jaybird yelling.
Jaybird yelling over Jaybird.
I agree.
It's a lot.
I was drinking beer. The whole, right. Yeah, there's things to work on.
Look,
yeah.
We were getting turnt.
So maybe we could.
Is there a way to do that where you stop it?
Yeah, I mean, I could do it like this, or it'd be like, okay, Burb, what is this movie?
Precipitation. That is not. It's a black and yellow mix.
Rain Man.
It's also a movie about an artist.
Rain Man.
Purple Rain.
That's right, Purple Rain.
That's,
yeah.
Oh fuck, that's right. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
You've had that one like four times now.
That's so wrong.
Every time you visit, Kevin's giving it to you like four times.
Halfway through, I go, oh, wait a minute. That's right.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I'm stupid.
No.
Let me see if you can get this one. This is another one from Friday.
I am the leader of this land. I've got this on my head. It's a crown. I am this.
Kiss speech.
A cat, too. Put them together. Boom.
Dr. Seuss?
No.
Kings?
No.
King Arthur?
No. Not King Arthur. No. Want to hear it again?
Yeah.
I am the leader of this land. I've got this on my head. It's a crown. I am this. A cat, too. Put them together. Boom.
Crown? A cat? Oh, Lion King.
There you go. Lion King. Yeah, okay. So maybe I'll slow down. We'll take the timer out, and I'll give you maybe three or so to try to figure out.
Yeah, maybe it's better not timed.
Right.
Okay.
I'll take the timer out. We'll just do it individually.
Let that thing breathe, because it is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good tip that she gave us.
I didn't see how that could be confusing. Yes.
Right.
You yelling over you is hard.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear you, and then I want to hear you try to figure it out because they're both awesome.
Mm-hmm. Got some great ideas for the You Suck shot. I'll add to the pile here. Amy said, try out the hot Mexican hooker. It is tequila, tuna fish juice, and Tabasco.
Oh, it's called a hot Mexican hooker.
That's disgusting. That's a good one.
That is a great one. Yeah, we need to have more alcohol in our You Suck shot.
Yes, please keep sending us ideas. Those are great suggestions.
Good one. Okay. I'll get the tuna juice.
Got a few there. Drew from Stewart said, just wanted to stick up for the bird. He was talking about turtle tracks on Friday. And yes, he was correct. We do sell it at Publix. Mayfield Creamery is the place that sells turtle tracks. Premium ice cream.
I stand corrected. I thought it was moose tracks, but there's, I guess, both. There are moose and turtle.
A lot of animals leave tracks.
I like that brand, too. They have good ice cream.
They do. Mayfield?
Yes.
Those were on BOGO last week. It was buy one, get one free on that Mayfield.
What are your thoughts on banana ice cream that you turn it into a milkshake?
That's delicious.
Right?
Oh, a banana milkshake sounds great.
Do you know who has got a great banana milkshake?
Who?
And I'd never give them any love, but they top of the shake when it comes to banana. Checkers.
Okay.
They're very good.
Yeah, I think maybe you mentioned that before.
Fuck, I'm having Checkers.
A banana milkshake would just make me so happy. My mom used to make those when we were little. She would buy like the flavor packet from the grocery store and she put it in the blender with ice, bananas.
Treat yourself today.
Oh, that's so nostalgic.
I think I'm going to get a banana shake. I'm going to
fuck. Banana shake
today? Yeah, I'm going to be a really bad boy today.
Okay, right, you're going for it, huh?
Yeah. Are you
going
to hit Checkers and then what? I mean, right across the way is Culver's.
There's a couple places.
Is it Checkers across from a Culver's? I mean,
there's a lot of places over there.
Mm-hmm. And we got a new phrase, which is a combination of roll with the punches and go with the flow. You can now roll with the flow. Echo even came up with some ideas. If you want to do a T-shirt design of roll with the flow.
That's adorable.
I got a couple options there.
Roll with the flow, baby.
Yeah, just roll with the flow. That's it. Roll with the flow.
There's a song called Roll with the Flow. Our buddy Derek Rogers, you know him.
Yeah, I love Derek.
He sent me an email and said there's a song called Roll with the Flow.
That's funny.
Is it really?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And Karen, here about the water pick. She does the one I think you have, the one that is the cordless so you can keep in the shower. And she said that's a good place to do it. And then while you're doing your other beauty essentials, you just pull that thing off the shelf and boom, have
at it. You can clean your cement with the one that I caught with my eye the other day. That thing is strong.
And your cement.
That's right. Wash that right down the drain.
Yeah, let me hit your dick with it and see how it feels.
Oh, I don't want my... No.
Loser of Do It, bitch, has to take your water pick in the dick hole.
No, if you took that water pick straight up in the left nut, it would drop. We would fucking be in so much pain.
So let's do it.
And you're right. In the Aretha Franklin, it would not be a good area either.
No, I'll take it in the clit.
You wouldn't have a clit anymore.
Take it right off.
I think really packs a punch.
Oh my God, a lance from a clit.
Guess that hurt. Clip the lip. Jeremy said, I got a question for the three of you. Do you think having Sunday and Monday off from work is better than having Saturday and Sunday off?
I don't know. I love a Saturday.
Me too.
Yeah.
Saturday's fun.
Saturday is my favorite day of the week by a lot.
And then other people are out and about too. So like if you go to like festivals or Del Rey or the Green Market, like that's the fun of it, too, is that there's just a bunch of people frolicking, people watching.
When I was bar hopping on Saturday, that was it. I was, just meeting odd, interesting people. Some dude that lived in Toronto that works in the rodeo. It's just, you just never know who you're going to run into. And if, you go out during on a Tuesday, you're not going to have that kind of
a Canadian guy that worked at a rodeo.
Yeah,
what's that all about?
It's very fascinating. Very
that
interesting
is.
Dude. Yeah.
And plus, I've really come to enjoy my Sunday mornings. I love a Sunday morning.
Okay.
Nice. I do get the Sunday scaries, though, right around 4:35 p.m.
Okay, yeah.
I don't like it.
You should eat a gummy. It'll chill your ass out real
good. There you
go. Fucking pop that gummy, and you won't even care about nothing.
She eats a gummy at lunchtime in the middle of a fucking Saturday.
No one told me that's not how you do it.
And then just slept the day away.
And then just nap.
I was so tired. Dragging. I took two naps.
That's hilarious.
So dragon ass.
Yeah. Fun stuff. All right. Well, thank you very much for all the emails. Appreciate it. Good stuff today. You can always send them to us. mail@kbjshow.com. You guys have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Goodbye.